getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
And just like that, it's time for another edition of Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old time oldies show, back for another week, spinning the polka records like we always do here. I just realized I have not made an attempt to find a 78 for this week yet. I'll have to see if I can work that out while I'm spinning the other records. Anyway, let's get things rolling here on another show. Good news is I think I'm about 90% got this cold lick that I've been dealing with here the last couple of weeks on the show. So that's good news. So other than that, I think we're ready to get things rolling. What do you think? How about Eddie Musil and his Polka Barons? I think it's the only record I have by these cats, and it doesn't come around very often. It's called, Oh, Honey, How I Love You Polka.
Yes, I feel like loving tonight. Oh, honey, how I love you. Oh, honey, how I love you. Oh, honey, how I love you. Kiss me, hug me, I'm in a mood. When you kiss me, it feels good. Oh, honey, how I love you. I'm that kind. Oh, honey, how I love you. Oh, honey, how I love you. Oh, honey, how I love you. Ask me, tell me, oh, please do say that I belong to you. Oh, honey, how I love you.
All right, there you go. There's Eddie Musil and his Polka Barons already got us rolling right here on another edition of Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show, back for another week. And I don't know, sometimes the weeks seem like they're going mighty fast. I think it's because we're getting closer to winter. We had some snow flurries this morning. What the heck is with that anyway? Man, oh man, I am not ready for snow season, but it shows up every darn year. All right, here's the Mayday Oberic. It's Joe Timmer and the orchestra.
Thank you.
All right, there you go. The Mayday O'Barrick, Joe Timmer, and the orchestra here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. There's some good oompaing in that one. More oompaing coming up here in just a minute after we talk about the World of Accordions Museum. Have you been there yet? Well, why the heck not? Superior, Wisconsin, maybe that's why. That could be thousands of miles from where you're at. But still, you can visit them online, you know, and that's free. You don't even have to park. Check them out. worldofaccordions.org is where they're at. They've got like 1,400 accordions on display, along with all sorts of other related materials. And the research department, they can look up stuff about the instruments, about the musicians, about the people that wrote songs, about people that came to this country from all over the world bringing their music with them. Check it out, huh? worldofaccordions.org is where you find them online. And I know we're getting toward the end of the traveling season here, especially if you're going to be up north. But you could still do it. Plan for next year, huh? Why not? It would be a hoot. It could be the beginning of your whole trip up the beautiful north shore of Lake Superior, because it makes for a fantastic vacation. Whether you're camping or not, either way, they can take care of you. worldofaccordions.org. Have a look, all right? Here's Elmer Scheid and his Hooleri Band and the Sharpshooters Polka. There, Elmer Scheid and the Hooleri Band of the Sharpshooters Polka. This is Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldies show. This comes your way every single week over the very same place where you happen to be listening to it coming to you from right now. So if this is a new discovery of yours, mark it down where you listen to this and be back next week. Same bat time, same bat channel, because that's what we used to say back in 1966. You know what I mean? All right, let's do... This is just fun to say. Casey Squee is such a great name. And this, I've discussed this before, that if you're doing an instrumental song, you can name it anything. You know, the Hot Rodders Polka. You could name it the Fishing in the Creek Polka. Yeah, I'm making these up. You could name it in the Isn't that a tall tree polka? You can tell I'm just looking out the window. You could do it. You could call it the "You Ought to Rake the Lawn" polka. In fact, I think there is something like that. No, that's "Mow the Grass, John" polka. And it doesn't matter because it's an instrumental. So we have Casey Squee and the band here, and this is the "I Won't Answer the Phone." If that is not an opportunity to write some great lyrics, I don't know what is. But anyway, here you go. There you go, just like that. Another record's over. Doesn't it seem like that was a short song? I don't know. Casey Squee and his orchestra there, and I won't answer the phone. Here on Tim Zumpa Hour, it's your old-time oldie show. Man, you just make up whatever titles you want, and it works out, doesn't it? I don't know. What do we got over here? Oh, Shotzi! And you would think that I'm going to play Whoopi John, wouldn't you? Because generally, I think if you're going to play Shotzi, you think, oh, that's a Whoopi John record. No, it's Bernie Roberts in the orchestra.
I call you Shotzi 'cause I love you so. Shotzi, Shotzi, my heart is with you everywhere you go. Shotzi, Shotzi, I have this feeling for you from the start. Shotzi, Shotzi, you be my Shotzi, I'll be yours. Sweetheart, Shotzi, my dear, is a lovely word. Maybe you've guessed what it means, but just in case you haven't heard, it's sweetheart of all my dreams. Shotzi, Shotzi, let's tie the knot and say we'll never part. Shotzi, you be my Shotzi, I'll be your sweetheart. Shotzi, my dear, is a lovely word. Maybe you've guessed what it means, but just in case you haven't heard, it's sweetheart of all my dreams. Shotzi, Shotzi, let's tie the knot and say we'll never part. sweetheart.
There you go, Bernie Roberts and the orchestra. A little Shotzi for you here on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldie show. How you doing? Getting ready for that wintertime thing. I bought my first Christmas present last week. I did. I had ran to the store. I have almost eliminated shopping from my world, and I'm so happy about that. And I think it kind of started with the beginning of the whole COVID deal, because I work early in the morning, and I don't ever really have the opportunity to shop much, whereas my wife comes home every day in the afternoon and has plenty of time to run the errands because stores are open when she comes by. And she does most of the shopping for the real stuff anyway. I just buy stupid shopping, and we didn't do a lot of that during the COVID thing. You know, stupid shopping is stuff you don't really need, like a fourth hammer or whatever, you know? So she started doing all the shopping, and as time has gone on, I've totally phased out almost 100% my shopping, unless it's something I specifically need. Or in this case, she always either calls or texts me when she gets off work. Is anything you need from the store today? Because if I'm going to stop, you know, I'll get whatever we need. And I needed toothpaste. And for whatever reason, I use the, what is that stuff? Sensodyne. That's what it is. And I always buy the one that says whitening in the small print. And in the big print, it says repair and protect, because I'm an old guy with all my original teeth. I got no fake teeth in here. And so I like to repair and protect. It seems like a good idea in the toothpaste. And I said, I'll send you a picture of the tube of what I want. And I said, and then you can just grab it off the shelf. Okay, not a problem. So I sent her a picture that said repair and protect. And what does she bring me? Extra whitening. Not just whitening, but extra whitening. That is not the kind I wanted. And she had a picture, but that's the kind she buys for her. So I think she just defaulted to what she normally buys is what I think happened. So, and then, you know, I never tell her because I don't want her to feel bad that she got the wrong thing. So the next day I run to the store to buy the right toothpaste. So I do that and I don't tell her so that she doesn't feel bad. And then the one that's the one she bought that's the kind she uses, I just set aside. And in a couple few weeks, I kind of slip it in her thing, and I'm like, I just happened to be at the store, and I noticed your toothpaste was getting low, so I grabbed one for you. So then she doesn't feel bad. The other toothpaste that's the wrong kind doesn't go to waste, and everybody's happy. So I come from the toothpaste section, and I'm walking toward the store, and they have a display of little kids' T-shirts. And there's a Minecraft T-shirt. And I'm like, that looks like it would fit my grandson. So I call my daughter. So size 8, little kid's T-shirt, the right size. She says, well, it's a little big. I said, well, he'll be bigger by Christmas, right? She goes, yeah, I'm buying him a T-shirt. It's my first Christmas present of the year. So now the secret's out. At least if you're listening to the Oompa Hour, my grandson's getting a Minecraft T-shirt. Because that's a game he plays on one of those game things. I don't know. Game Switch, Game Boy, Boy Switch. I don't know. Whatever it is. And he always wants me to watch him play. He wants to come sit with me in the big chair and watch me play, Grandpa. He's 6 years old, and he plays Minecraft. And I'm like, I have no idea what he's doing. He's having fun, and he's putting up fences, and he's making horses poof out of nowhere, and he's I don't know, doing stuff, and it's raining, and it's not raining, and he's building things, and there's zombies, and I don't know what's going on. So I looked it up on the internet, and I said, what is the point of Minecraft? There is no point. It's apparently it's to survive, but it's not like there's anybody shooting at you or anything. It's like the most safest game for a little kid to play. And he likes it, and he's going to love the T-shirt. So I already got Christmas present number one done. And once number one is done, the rest of it seems easy. You know, once you make that first step. Except now my other grandkids, see, that's tough. My daughter lives up north. She got 4 kids. And 2 of them are grown-ups already. It's like, what do you mean she's voting today? How's that possible? So I have a grandson who and his girlfriend are going to have a baby. Now I'm going to be a great grandpa, for Pete's sake. I did not authorize this kind of thing. Now I feel terribly old. But It means there's another young mind for me to influence and to buy toys for, so I can work with that, you know. Anyway, that's the news from here. Let's play. Here's an oldie but a goodie. It's Ray Henry and the orchestra. The A side of the record has the Blonde Bombshell Polka on it, which is a side I usually play, because the other side has the Clarinet Polka. And everybody knows the Clarinet Polka. We've all heard it a billion times, but I never play the Ray Henry version. So today I'm gonna... Ray Henry and his orchestra with a clarinet polka here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show. And, In my previous example of something, I had mentioned the Mow the Lawn, John, and I'm not going to play that. I'm playing the other side. Oh, what are the odds that that would just come up in casual conversation and then that'll turn out to be a record in the stack? But we're going to play the other side. Here's the happy-go-lucky polka. It's Eddie Mack and the orchestra.
Całe żenie, że mną poślem do roboty, ja szalenie po ferii.
I do roboty, mój najmilejszy, ty suszy kobry, nie pustyni mi.
I do roboty,
svako mnje strašidlo. Mala porti, aj kalo ti, a sa to mnje pačilo. Ti to roboti, moj najmilejši, ti si šikovni, nje posledi vi. Ti to roboti, moj najmilejši, ti si šikovni, nje posledi vi.
My goodness, that got done before I was ready. I was getting the other record player switched over to play a 78 here. I'm over there goofing off. Technically, I was working when the other record comes to a close. Anyway, Eddie Mack and his orchestra, the Happy-Go-Lucky Polka. This is Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldie show. If you're a regular listener, you know that every time for the last, I don't know, year or so maybe now, we've had a 78 in every show. 78 RPM record, a good old shellac polka. And I didn't know if I was going to find one today, but I did. Because I didn't plan ahead, darn it. And I found the Saturday Night Polka by the Varsity Polka Band. And I think it's cheating. Because the Varsity Polka Band is on Varsity Records. So I think it's one of those, we put a band together to record some polkas and named them after the record company deals. But it's a real good sounding 78. Here's the Varsity Polka Band, the Saturday Night Polka. Thank you. Again, the disc jockey's not paying attention. What a bum! I was looking around for a 78 sleeve to put this record in when I was done with it, because it wasn't in a sleeve when I found it. And I had a stack of 78 size sleeves over here, and they're gone. Where did they go? This room's not that big. Oh, well, anyway, that was the Varsity Polka Band of the Saturday Night Polka. And this mess is Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldie show. Happens every week, you know. You have a request or dedication, question or comment. You just want to know the weather forecast in northern Minnesota. Whatever the case might be, you could send a text or leave a voice message at area code 218-259-2985. My daughter loves it when a voice message comes in, because she doesn't normally get Oompa Hour messages. And she's like, what? Yeah, what are they talking about? Or you can text to that same number, 218-259-2985. Email all the time, OompaHour@AOL.com. I love answering emails. And you can try for the Facebook, too. Tim's Oompa Hour. It's Facebook.com/Tim's Oompa Hour. I knew I'd get it. Any of those ways will help you out, all right? This is the Mark IV. And what disturbs me is I know at least three different bands known as the Mark IV. There was Mark IV back in the 50s, did some kind of polka rock and roll-y things. They did a great version of I've Got a Wife at Home, which we normally associate with Frankie Yankovic. And then there was later a kind of a soul band known as the Mark IV. And this is an actual polka band known as the Mark IV. Here's the Oh, How She Lied polka. We'll be right back. there, Don't Bother Me, and the Oh, How She Lied polka all kind of shoved together into one little song there from the Mark IV. Here on Tim Zumpa Hour, it is your old-time oldies show. I don't know how the heck you're doing out there, but man, we started doing some repairs on a building. We got a building, it's like a garage thing. It's got, you know, eaves and a roof and stuff, and the fascia and the soffits or whatever you call was all crummy and falling apart. Man, when it comes to stuff like that, why does every project turn out to be about four times more complicated than you thought it was going to be when you started, you know? And then it turns out that, oh, I could probably do it, most of it myself. And then, no, you really can't. You try to lift up an 8-foot board and stick it in place and put a couple of screws in it. It's like, sure, I'll just get my third hand out and this will be fine. Now I'm hoping we get that thing closed up before winter kicks in. Jeez, I'm telling you, it's always something. All right, now we were talking about the Mark IV there and how there was a rock and roll band known as the Mark IV and there was a soul band known as the Mark IV. And then we just played a polka band there doing known as the Mark IV. And so a polka band could have a rock and roll band's name and verse vice. Here's a polka band doing a song that's called the Polka Rock. Because, you know, trying to get those youngins involved. How about if we polka and we try to make it come off like rock and roll? Yeah, works better as a polka anyway. Here's Joe Reese Sitar Orchestra. This is the Polka Rock.
Gonna rock, roll.
All right, there you go. That is the Polka Rock. That is Joe Reese Sitar and the orchestra. Here on Tim Zumpa Hour, it's your old-time oldies show. I got to set that record over in the other pile because I do an oldies radio show every morning, too, and I'm going to slip that in with the oldies. Why not? It's using the same three chords, darn it. Anyway, here's Jolly Brothers and the Band. That's what it says, Jolly Brothers and the Band. Like, the band is not jolly, just the brothers are. Here's the Helena Polka.
We'll be right back.
All right, there you have it there, the Jolly Brothers and the band, because they're apparently not jolly, the Grumpy Brothers, I don't know. That's the Helena Polka, and this is Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Yes, all this silliness happens every darn week, so I'm glad you ran into it, happened to come along for the ride this week. We always do a waltz in every show, at least we do when the disc jockey remembers. And you're very lucky to know that I have just remembered. I happen to have the New Yorkers over here on turntable number one, and they're going to do Uncle Mike's Waltz.
Z Krakowa jadą dziewczyny, z Krakowa jadą dziewczyny, dziewczyny. Ja jej się kłaniam i proszę, i proszę, ja jej się kłaniam i proszę. Dziewczyna droga, bądź moja, dziewczyna droga, bądź moja, bądź moja. Puszczę mi konia do sada, do sada. Puszczę mi konia do sada. Usiądź przy tobie, daj Boże, usiądź przy tobie, daj Boże.
I feel so much better now. We got the waltz into the show this week. And those are the New Yorkers with Uncle Mike's Waltz here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. I think we probably got a couple more songs at least in us for the day here. Got Six Fat Dutchmen coming up, so hang on.
Did you know there's a nonprofit organization that's been preserving and promoting polka music for almost five decades? Back in 1968, the International Polka Association was chartered to advance public interest in polka entertainment, including the study of polka music, dancing, and its rich history. The IPA even established the Polka Music Hall of Fame and Museum to honor deserving polka artists who've made significant contributions to the polka music industry. But to take polka music into the future, we need your help. Won't you consider joining the IPA? Your tax-deductible membership will help the IPA bring polka music to an even broader audience. For more information about the IPA, visit www.ipapolkas.com. That's www.ipapolkas.com. You'll also learn about the exciting annual IPA Festival and Convention, the International Polka Association, preserving the music we love.
Well, all right, I believe it was last week. It may have been the week before. I may have my week confused. It was the last week or the week before. We played the Six Fat Dutchmen for our 78 of the week. Now let's move them up to the world of the 45, shall we? Here are the Six Fat Dutchmen and the Jolly Crown Polka.
Mm-hmm.
Six Fat Dutchman here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show. I was sitting here looking at the clock. I was looking at the records. I was figuring in my brain, see how many songs I could fit in here yet. It's either one or two. That's what I know. We'll see how it goes here. Anybody celebrate an anniversary this year? Yes, I said this year. Because I only remember to play an anniversary song about once or twice a year. So if you celebrated an anniversary this year, you have one coming up. This next one's for you. Here's Eddie Caruso and the orchestra. It's the Happy Anniversary Polka. There you go. For anybody who celebrated an anniversary in the last year, Eddie Carosa and the band there. And the happy anniversary polka here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. And I don't have a song handy enough that's short enough that I can squeak it in here before the hour is up. It's the way it goes, man. You can't go longer than the hour. There's rules in broadcasting. So I'm going to have to wrap it up for this week. Here I had a Romy Gaz record sitting here I was going to play, and I didn't have time for it. So you know what? We'll play that one when we get started next week, all right? Sounds like a date to me.
I'm getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records. I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones. This is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations. This is a polka DJ.
Tim Zupa Hour, produced at the studios of KEBS Radio in downtown Bovee, Minnesota. Brought to you by the International Polka Association and the World of Accordions Museum. I'll be back to do it again next week. In the meantime, stay happy, everybody.